Perry's decision to stay in the race follows an earlier announcement that he'd reassess his candidacy. Many interpreted that to mean he was dropping out. But now Perry's casting Iowa as a quirky place. He says he'll attend two weekend debates in New Hampshire, where he's not expected to do well. Then Perry heads to socially conservative South Carolina, where he says real Republicans share his values. In addition to faith issues, a campaign spokesperson confirms Perry will emphasize veterans issues. UT political science professor Jim Henson says South Carolina is a must-win for Perry.
Waterloo's in Iowa, but South Carolina is Rick Perry's Waterloo. You know, from day one, South Carolina has been central to the concept of a Perry candidacy. You know, he's a socially conservative, red meat, Southern Republican. And if he can't dominate South Carolina, well, then where's the rationale for the candidacy?
A December poll showed Newt Gingrich running first in South Carolina with 31%. Perry had just 5%. But those numbers may be changing, and a meeting of national conservative figures next weekend may shift the dynamics further. Politico is reporting that nationally prominent faith leaders will meet in Brenham, Texas, with the aim of consolidating their support behind a single alternative to Mitt Romney. Many of those attending took part in Perry's Houston prayer service last summer. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.